Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's that time of the week that I love, Brahma Talk, right here on 97.7. And joining us on the line right now, we didn't know if we were going to get you because I know that you've got a crazy schedule this week, but Coach Dan Wildfong of the Lone Star Brahmas is joing us this morning. Coach, how we doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, very good, and I know that you'll have a lot of things to prep for this morning, but I really do appreciate you taking the time out to allow us to be able to call you and talk a little hockey.
Oh, it's great. Thanks for having us.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is we continue to get more and more listeners tuning in as our last segment of Brahma Talk hit around 6,000 people. So awesome to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for your support, and we're going to keep these segments coming your way every week. Before we get everything underway, I do want to recap the previous weekend's games as the Brahmas ended up going 1-for-1. Starting out on Friday night, Brahma's season opener went to overtime as the Rio Grande Valley's Anthony Croston scored the first goal of the night with just 56 seconds into the game. Then the Brahmas couldn't seem to put anything together from a very local hometown crowd, and the Killer Bees capitalized on a power play, sending a goal past Matthias Soderquist less than 7 minutes after the first. The goal was then scored by Ben Greiner with an assist from Tyler Brinito. Killer Bees lived up to their name for the rest of the first period, dominating the puck but unable to get past the Brahmas defense. And then this was definitely something noteworthy. Late in the first period, newly elected captain AJ Dugan took a redirected pass off of his stick directly into the mouth, knocking out a tooth, which was recovered completely intact, luckily, before the ice was resurfaced. However, that did not keep him out of the game. The second period found that the Brahmas renewed and driven straight from the jump with captain AJ Dugan still in play. Play evened out for much of the second period with neither team able to score. And just over 5 minutes left in the second period, Alex Dagnall and Alex Solevi move the puck quickly down the ice to waiting AJ Dugan, who sends it past face down B's goalie for the score. Then after the faceoff, immediately following the goal, tensions boiled over between the Killer Bees defensive man Dylan Abood and Brahmas forward Connor Miller. That was not the only one. A second fight broke out following the faceoff with Mitchell Mueller taking a big cut to the forehead from his visor. And then 7:32 into the third period, Sammy Poca extended the Rio Grande Valley's lead with an assist, bringing the score to 3-1. However, don't count the Brahmas out. As the third period hit the halfway point, things were looking up for the Brahmas as they refused to go down quietly. With 6:45 left in the third, Matt Leeson speeds down the ice to score and kickstart the Brahmas' comeback. Less than 3 minutes later, he scores again, tying it up 3-3 with assists by Alex Dagnall and AJ Dugan, sending the game into overtime. 1:15 into overtime, Brahmas captain AJ Dugan scores his second goal with assist by Alexi and Jan Hudasek to win the game for the Brahmas. The final score, 4-3 over the Killer Bees. What a terrific comeback. Then on Saturday night, in stark contrast to the previous night, saw the Brahmas on their feet carrying the momentum for the first win, hoping to make it a double but not to be outdone. The Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees brought their A game as well, and the two teams kept it fierce and aggressive the entire game to nearly 2,000 in attendance, which was probably one of the biggest attendance nights that they have had thus far. Aggression of the Brahmas showed as they continued to rack up penalties, giving the Killer Bees 3 power plays during the first period, but couldn't convert them to goals against the Brahmas defense, spearheaded by goalie Jacob Nahima. Number 91, Liam Sturtzinger for the Brahmas, was the first to put up numbers on the board late in the second period. Ayrton Valente and Johan Steen provided assists with only 5:32 remaining on the clock. Third period begins with the Killer Bees feeling the pressure, and after several scoring attempts, the Bees just couldn't get anything past the Brahmas' rookie goalie from Allen, Texas, on their defenseman. With the heat turned up, forging their goaltender to give them 6 attackers on the ice, it looked like the Brahmas would fend off the swarm. But with just 8 minutes left, Bees forward, let's see here, Will Clark tied the game, sending it into overtime. And then, unfortunately, the Lone Star Brahmas ended up losing 2-1 in a 1-1 split for the opening showcase weekend. Coach, you can't be too upset after seeing a big comeback on Friday night and then, unfortunately, dropping it on Saturday night. You still got to be happy with the overall play of these guys.
Yeah, we didn't feel like we played our game on Friday the way we you know, we were just thinking too much and we weren't jumping a loose puck. But we ended up having a great character comeback. We have a lot of character on that team. And I was really proud of those guys. We didn't quit. We kept pushing and got the W.
One of the things that I love about hockey is the physical nature and how these guys just continue to strive towards greatness. You have a guy that gets a tooth knocked out from a puck, which most people in the Texas area have no clue how heavy a hockey puck actually is. Taking that in the tooth and then continuing and getting the game-winning goal.
He's out there, captain, led our team that night for sure. He gets his tooth knocked out, picks it up, and he goes, "I've always wanted this to happen someday." You don't hear that very often.
It's one of those things that it's going to happen at some point. But
on Saturday night, obviously, there's a little bit of a heartbreak. 8 seconds left for them to tie it. But I thought we played a lot better game on Saturday than we did Friday. Distance-wise, I was happy the way we're developing and coming along. So I'm happy with these guys.
Well, and overall, you know, you have to be impressed. Right now, sitting 1-1 on the season. Going into this week and actually today, y'all have a game coming up, I believe, 10:30 time slot, and this is all up in Blaine, Minnesota for the NAHL Showcase. A total of 24 teams in the NAHL, and y'all are going to be on the road for a while after this, but why don't you go ahead and explain a little bit about this NAHL Showcase to the listeners?
Well, we have the 24 teams are all up here playing in a showcase with every Division One, every Division Three school is representing. They have a scout or assistant coach or head coach here, which is a great opportunity for these young men to get looked at, seen, to get a scholarship to a D1 program, D3 program. As obviously, there's midgets are up here as well. And doing a showcase for their skill for their draft eligibility. So some of these kids are there's NHL scouts up here watching them as well. So it is one of the biggest showcases in the United States, and we're excited that we get to represent the Lone Star Brahmas from Texas here.
No doubt about it. The NAHL showcases, one of the reasons that these kids play in the NAHL so that they can get the exposure to some of these colleges as well as NHL teams. And this gives the scouts the first looks at the beginning of the season, and then if they can go ahead, pick out their favorites, follow them through the remainder of the season, and see how those stats are matching up as well as gameplay.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's... The scouts don't have a chance, obviously, to have the budget to fly to every game or even to fly and see every team. So this kind of has everyone in the same building. And, if a young man does, one of our players does well here, I'm sure they'll be following out through it the whole year. And they're not allowed to talk to any of the players till after the tournament. So the players can just focus on playing and not worrying about the scouts. But at the end of the day, we're hoping that we get at least 5 or 6 guys following our guys this year, hopefully even more.
No doubt. Well, coming up today at 10:15, you have a game, and then Thursday at 1:45, Friday at 4:45, Saturday at 6:45, and then will y'all be playing it all on Sunday?
No. Sunday, okay. We're done. We have 4 games up here.
Very good. And all of those games can be watched at fasthockey.com. I want to encourage everybody to check it out. It's cheaper than the price of getting a regular ticket to a game. You can watch it live off of your laptop. I'm sure if you have a smart TV, you can access it through there. But I know that you have a lot of stuff to get underway with, Coach. However, the last thing I want to talk about is a long, long, long road trip coming up for you guys.
Yeah, we're heading to... We head out of town. It's actually a good time for us to get to know each other and bond a little bit. So, it's not something where we got to play at home at the first weekend. It was very exciting, but now our staff gets to get ready for, gets a little time to get us ready and have big crowds coming up for our next games. And we get to go, get to know each other a little bit better on the road. And it should be an exciting time.
Well, we're looking forward to all the things that the Lone Star Brahma Hockey brings, and we will be keeping track and, again, having these little segments every single Wednesday, so make sure that you're staying tuned. Coach, I know you have a whole lot of stuff to get to, so without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let you prepare for this morning's game, and I look forward to hearing from you next week.
Okay, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much to Coach Dan Wildfong of the Lone Star Brahmas. Go check the Lone Star Brahmas out at lonestarbrahmas.com. They have a full 2013-2014 season schedule up, and then www.fasthockey.com if you cannot make it to a game and you would like to watch online.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to lonestarbrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.